Tang San and Xiao Wu cooperated perfectly, using the spirit abilities of Blue Soul Grass and Demon Spider Martial Spirit to tightly wrap the members of the Ferocious God team in a net made of blue silver grass. A psych threw over an oil-filled horn prop, Ma Hongjin taking the opportunity to use the fiery phoenix. The raging fire instantly surrounded Meng Li and the team members. Seeing that they were about to be burned to death, Meng Li suddenly broke free from the cobweb with a loud shout, and the others also broke free from the restraints. It turned out that Meng Li deliberately gave Tang San and the others a little hope, and then began a mad dog attack. The seven strangers lined up, and each used their best efforts to launch their martial souls to fight. Even though everyone resisted desperately, both sides could do nothing. There is a huge difference in martial arts power, and the Meng Li and Fierce team members are insidious and ruthless, and the seven slankers gradually loses. Wang Sheng lifted Ning Rong Rong high, Osike tried his best to jump up to protect her, and attacked Xiao Wu in a vicious manner. Tang San was desperate to fight against Meng Li. In order to save Zhu Zhuking, Dai Mu Bai was seriously injured. Ma Hongjin fought alone and soon lost. After the battle, he gave an order to kill all the seven slack monsters. Tang San hinted that everyone was using the hidden weapon of the God Crossbow, and seven people sent out the iron nails in the God Crossbow at the same time. All the members of Meng Li and the Evil Spirit team were hit by surprise. Dai Mu Bai sent out a white tiger fierce light wave, and Tang San pushed forward the Evil Spirit team in one move defeated. At the end of the battle, the seven slankers hadn't awakened from the thrilling battle just now, and the seven were close together. Land, Hu Eliana and Yu Zhougang ran out to congratulate them first, and the people came to cheer for them. The people in the city all came to the inn to give gifts to the seven monsters of Slank. Osike was overwhelmed. Xiao Wu and Zhu Zhuking and others went to the celebration ball in the city. Tang San came to see Dai Mu Bai and saw Hu Eliana guarding Dai Mu Bai. Tang San knew that she liked Dai Mu Bai, and Hu Eliana had seen Tang San's martial power, but hoped that they would not stand on the opposite side in the future. After Hu Eliana left, Dai Mu Bai called Tang San in a low voice, and Tang San realized that he was pretending to sleep and didn't want to pester Hu Eliana. Tang San went out to see Yi Dikuayu. Yi Dikuayu called him aside and congratulated him on completing the challenge. Tang San found out that Yi Dikuayu didn't care about the life and death of Squad Squad. Yi Dikuayu repeatedly claimed that he had only used the strength of Squad Squad. Tang San gritted his teeth with anger and condemned Yi Dikuayu too. Cruel, he even used the evil spirit team as puppets and allowed them to kill innocent people indiscriminately. However, Yi Dikuayu blatantly let Tang San join the royal team as an undercover agent. If he can successfully enter the finals, he will be able to see Hao Tianduluo. If Tang San dared to betray, it would be the same as an unhappy end. Killed, Yi Dikuayu repeatedly claimed that he had been ordered by the headquarters. Tang San secretly vowed in his heart that he would fight alone this time, not wanting to hurt his classmates. Rand and Yu Zhougang led the students to Tiandu City. Ning Rongrong wanted to buy Tang San's skills to make God Crossbows in the name of the Seven Treasure Glazed Glass Clan. Yu Zhougang explained that the God Crossbow could only deal with the four spirit rings. Ning Rongrong didn't care about the spirit master below, she thought of Heaven Do City asking her father to talk to Tang San. Yu Zhougang found that Tang San was always worried, guessing that Yi Dikuayu had come to him. Tang San only wanted to enter the finals to see his father. Yu Zhougang persuaded him to let go of his psychological burden. The members of Meng Li and the evil spirit team lost their martial power. They were tied to a desert pillar and waited to die. Yi Dikuayu suddenly rushed to him. He asked Wang Sheng about Tang San's situation, but Wang Sheng did not give any valuable information, was killed by Yi Dikuayu on the spot. Rand and Yu Zhougang led the students to Tiandu City, which was lively and prosperous, and the buildings on the street were of different shapes and magnificent. The students were dizzy. Rand and his team quickly found the Royal Academy. Ma Hongjin was excited with tears. He didn't expect to be able to come to the Dream Royal Academy in this life, but Ning Rongrong disapproved. She followed her father here when she was a child. The guards of the academy learned that Rand and others were introduced by Yu Tianheng, and asked Shui Beng to take them inside to report. When Osike and Xiao Wu and the others saw the dazzling fruit on the table, they couldn't help feasting, and Shui Beng couldn't bear it. Dai Mu Bai quarreled with him violently. When Yu Tianheng heard the news, Shui Beng couldn't help complaining with him. Yu Tianheng kind words to appease Shui Beng, arranged for Land and his party to live there, and then took them to the Department of School Affairs for admission procedures.